soon as you say the words, Vince Wilfork's your best defensive lineman, he comes waltzing through the door. It's like on cue or something. Hello, Vince.
How are you guys doing? What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Hanging in there.
Not a great day, I imagine, around here.
Not at all.
Have you had a chance to look at much of the film yet? Or?
Not yet. I just came in.
What's your gut feeling on what happened here last night?
I have no idea. I mean, I look at film and see on film you get a better understanding. But I think we play hard. It's one thing I think we did do. We play tough. And as a defense, we had some stops in the red area, and we gave up a touchdown or whatever. But defensively, I think, you know, for the most part, we did okay. But like I said, I won't know until I go look at film and see exactly what went on. But, I mean, it's a tough loss. I mean, playing a conference game against a big-time team, you always want to come out on top. And we didn't do it. So I think this loss hurt because of, you know, the way that things starting to shape up for, you know, down the road. It might play a key factor, who knows. But we had the opportunity to pull away or get closer to our division, to the top of our division, and I think we didn't. And, I mean, you have to go forward from here, but at the same time, I think it's a key loss. I mean, we have to look at this film and evaluate everything, what we can fix. I mean, because we run out of time. We're running out of time. I mean, you can sit and preach all you want. I mean, we can sit back and talk about it all we want, but I mean, it had to happen. I said it last week, the time is now. We don't have any more time to just to lose. We have to win. I mean, I'm putting it on myself. I'm putting it on my teammates. I mean, I hate to lose, especially to a team like this. I hate to lose, but we got to figure something out because the time is ticking.
Vince, I think if there's one thing that will keep the coaches up all night and keep the players up all night is the defense's performance in the red zone and on third down. And I'm sure you've thought about this a lot over the course of the season. What is it? I mean, can you put your finger on what the issue is? Because it's got to be embarrassing for you guys.
I can't. I mean, I don't care. You can. It starts with first and second down. I mean, if you do a pretty good job on first and second down, getting them in third and long, I think, from a defensive standpoint, I think everybody on the defensive side expect we have great talent. We have a scheme. We have plays called where we can get off the field on third down. And when we don't, it's a problem. I mean, it's a problem. But like I say, it's tougher when you have third and three, third and two, third and one, because they can do anything. But when you're third and long, you expect to get off the field. And I think this year we haven't been good in that area.
Yeah, they've gotten you in both situations, third and short and third and long.
So, I mean, red area, very inconsistent. We used to be a very, very good red zone team around here. And last year and this year, I don't know what it is. It seems like, you know, soon a team get in the red area, it's automatically seven. I mean, you can't win like that. I mean, we've been preaching it all year. I mean, I don't know what else we can say. It's up to the players, man. I mean, I don't think the coaches can do anything different. They give us the plays. We got the schemes, whatever we're doing. I don't think the coaches can say anything else. I mean, I think it's up to the players. I mean, we have to have an attitude when we're playing out there, and especially coming in those situations, third and long, in the red area, coming up with stops. I mean, we have to have an attitude. I don't think it's no coaching. I mean, you can't say it's coaching. I mean, because the same coaching that we have now, we have for a long time around here. The same scheme we running, we have for a long time. Same plays we calling, we have for a long time. So it ain't no coaching. It's all us. It's all on the players. And I mean, if anybody's sitting back in this locker room thinking, trying to point fingers, saying we shouldn't have been in this, we shouldn't have been in that, something wrong with them. Something is wrong with them. I mean, we being pretty good position to make plays, and we just don't in the red area and on third down. So we'll see.
You're a big part of the run defense here, no pun intended. And in the first half, I thought you guys really did the job. Second half, especially that first drive, they had 48 yards rushing in the first half. They had 46 yards rushing in their first drive of the second half. What did they do differently? How did they change things up on you guys?
I think missed tackles played a key. Being out of position played another key. They didn't change anything. I mean, they've been running the same thing for 15 years. I mean, we've seen it. We even watched film when we played them in the AFC Championship a couple years ago. Same exact plays they ran then, they ran last night. First half we had it, second half we didn't. Most of it coming from, you know, being out of position, missing tackles. I mean, very inconsistent. And at this point in the time, in the season, we have no business being inconsistent like we are. I mean, that's a huge problem. I mean, we basically the season is over, and we still having some of the same problems that we had early in the season. That's not tolerated. I mean, we have to be better than that. I mean, we'll be sitting home. I guarantee you, we'll be sitting home. We don't shape up, and I hate to say it, but fact of the matter, that's the truth. And I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna speak from my heart. If we don't shape up, we'll be sitting home come postseason.
It's shaping up. Does that mean winning the rest of your games?
We have to win. First, it starts with winning on the downs that you need to win on, and that's red area and third down defense. And then it's winning ball games. I think if we take care of that, we'd be in pretty good shape as a ball club. I don't care what anybody else does. I think if we improve in third area, third down and red area defense, you'll see a different football team. I truly believe that.
Now, you're a good teammate. I'll tell you why. I don't think a lot of people agree with your assessment that you've got big-time talent across the field, especially with the secondary. The secondary has looked really, really bad here in some of these losses. Looked bad yesterday. What gives you the confidence in the secondary that you have?
Man, I see these guys play every week. I mean, I see them in practice. I see them make plays all the time. From offense to special team to defense, I see these guys making plays. Point blank. I seen them around the league. Some guys that play for different teams, I seen them making plays for different teams. I mean, I've been around guys that's in our secondary now for a while, and I've seen these guys make hell of a plays. So I know it's no lack of talent there, not at all. And I think up front we can help them out. I mean, if it's more pressure on the quarterback, whatever it may take, I mean, we got to get it done. I'm not putting no blame on the secondary, because I think it was times in that game they played pretty well. And don't get me wrong, but as a unit, I think we all need to raise our level of play. And I'm not singling out the linebackers, the D-line, the secondary. I'm talking about as a unit. We all can help each other. I mean, because when they cover guys back there, we get cover sack. When we pressure them back up front, we get interceptions or turnovers or the ball get thrown away. That's how you get off the field. It's a team effort. It ain't just one guy or one unit out there. It's all of us. It's all 11 guys on defense. So we all got to come together and then get this thing turned around. I mean, now. Or it's the end of our season. So coming shortly.
Is this a more important week than even normally for the team leaders on this team? For the guys who are the leaders and the captains and the guys who people will listen to.
Yeah, I mean, because, I think it's a lot of people, they'll count us out right now. It's a lot of people will. And that's where your leadership kick in at. Ignoring the noise that's going to be in papers, on TV, on the radio. We should do this. We should do that. No. You don't worry about what they saying. We worried about what we can control. What we could control is getting off the field on third down, stopping somebody in the red area. I don't care if somebody's saying that I'm the sorriest guy in the league. I don't care about that. Control what we can control. We can't control none of that. We can control what we do on that field, though. We can put a lot of people to shame. We can have a lot of doubters rethinking themselves at the game. It start with us on defense. It start with us. And I think it started a couple weeks ago. the leadership have to be rise. I mean, we have to raise it up because of the situation that we're in. And I think we got a lot of young guys around here don't understand it. So we have to make sure they understand what's going on. Because, you know, a lot of guys might look at the paper or might hear you guys talking or might hear the media talking, the radio, whatever it may be. They might hear that and they might try to feed into it. No, don't let those guys dictate what we can do in this locker room. We can play good football. We can. We haven't shown the play that we known to play. We haven't shown that all year. You probably seen the flash here and there, but we haven't consistently put it together. I'm telling you, if we ever put it together, you're gonna look at a totally different ball club all the way around.
Vince, what did you think of Ryan Clark's hit on Wes Welker?
I mean, we've been seeing that from, ever since that's what he's all about. I mean, when he sees somebody coming and want to take a shot, it's a different from when no one's looking and he's taking the shot. I mean, come on, you can be tough when nobody's looking, but if somebody's looking, don't try to cut, you know, face up and hit them head to head. So, of course, it was a cheap one. We seen it on film all year. I mean, he's nothing special. He's nothing special. I mean, he deserved that penalty. Because, like I say, it's a lot of times that, you know, they take shots, unnecessary shots on guys. And, I mean, if you're going to sit me down and send me to the commission office or whatever for me playing within the whistles, well, you need to sit this guy down. I mean, the same thing I got punished for, same thing they do. So, I mean, you can take it how you want to take it. But I've been fined. I've been, you know, talked to the commission about my play. But, I mean, that was unnecessary. I mean, we see it all the time leading up to this game. This guy taking shots when nobody's looking or when it's out of the play, he's taking shots. And that's the only time that, you know, he get a chance to hit somebody. But when somebody's running with the ball and that person get a chance to see him face to face, don't cut nobody. What you turn into a cut blocker for? Face a man head to head and hit him face to face. That's what a real man will do. But it is what it is. I mean, they won. But that hit was unnecessary.
You said he deserved the penalty that he got. Did he deserve anything else? In other words, is there a protocol where guys have to respond?
Well, I tell you what, I got fined for unnecessary roughness, unnecessary play, personal fouls. I got fined for those. Mm-hmm. So whatever they called on him, I'm pretty sure it was unnecessary what he done. So you know what I'm trying to get at. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But like I say, this isn't the first time this guy done something like that. Like I said, we seen film all week leading up to this game. This guy just taking hits. And when it's time to hit somebody, he don't. He back down. So, but I've been fined in previous years unnecessary hits on quarterbacks or a defensive player, whatever you want to call it. I've been fined. So, why not? I mean, they've done it to me.
It would only be fair.
So.
Vince, good luck in these next two games out on the road. You guys are going to go out on the West Coast and play a couple of them out there. And
yes,
we
sir.
Will talk to you again.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Vince Wilfork joining us, Sports Radio, WEEI.